Jesus.
I want to thank all of you for being here today. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 2 weeks ago, the last time I was here, we talked about a section in 1 Peter that ended at 1 Peter 4:6. And so we're going to move on from that point for a little while. And what I would like to do is to put about 5 verses in front of you, and then this is what we're going to talk about today. If you'll read along with me, 1 Peter chapter 4, starting at verse 7. The end of all things is near, so keep your minds calm and sober for prayer. Above all, preserve an intense love for each other, since love covers over many a sin. Welcome each other into your houses without grumbling. Each one of you has received a special grace, so like good stewards responsible for all these varied graces of God, put it at the service of others. If anyone is a speaker, let it be as the words of God. If anyone serves, let it be as in strength granted by God, so that in everything God may receive the glory through Jesus Christ, since to him alone belong all glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Now, some of you will remember when we started into 1 Peter that we talked about 1 Peter, many commentators think, actually being two parts. And one of those parts ends at this verse, at verse 11. There's a picture of this that a lot of people believe that up to verse 11 of chapter 4, the writer is speaking to people who are about to be baptized, new Christians. And so there's references to baptism, there's references to other things, and then starting at verse 12, there's another part that's addressed to church leaders, and we'll take a look at that at another time. But we're at the tail end, the summarizing, if you will, of this first part, if that view is correct. I knew about 2 weeks ago that this was the lesson I wanted to work on. This was the section of Scripture I wanted to work on today. But it's been an interesting week, and I want to make sure that you have a sense of where I'm coming from on this particular lesson today. The first 7 words in my translation say, the end of all things is near. Yours says something like that. For a long time, that's sort of been a joke.